The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever this broadcast finds you. Good day to you. Welcome to the National Intel Report. This Wednesday, October 14th, 2020, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller, and the National Intel Report. Let's dive into a few things, shall we? I saw a story that I didn't really touch on earlier today. I'm the host of Road Warrior Radio earlier in the day here on this network, and there was a story that I intended to dig into a little bit as part of a broader sort of subject matter treatise. And as fate would have it, a listener sent an email that dovetailed with this story. So the article that I saw, CNN article, published earlier today, Wednesday, October 14, by Sarah Sidner, CNN. Don't know who Sarah Sidner is. Sheriff spoke in defense of accused domestic terrorists. There's a lot of this agitprop stuff floating around these days, and I subscribe to the mindset that we are being really drawn into a, well, what I've talked about lately, you know, what Samuel P. Huntington referred to as a clash of civilizations. And it's an interesting discussion. The way the Wikipedia entry reads, the clash of civilizations is a thesis that people's cultural and religious identities will be the primary source of conflict in the post-Cold World War. post-Cold War world. And it's a, you know, nuanced version of Marxism, what some, including myself, would refer to as cultural Marxism. And, you know, it's fear and self-loathing. Everything must be destroyed. Everything's bad. Except, you know, in truth, not everything is, you know, not all bad things are created equal or considered equal in this economy, because there's an article the same listener actually sent me. It's a great article, Cultural Marxism's Origins and How the Disciples of an Obscure Italian Linguist, Antonio Gramsci, by the way. And remember, Mayor Pete's father was a very ardent Gramsciite, you know, acolyte. And so it's an interesting thing. And something that most people really, I don't think, have any comprehension of, that these kinds of forces, these Marxist forces, are working in our midst. But from the article, Herbert Marcuse and repressive tolerance. And, you know, I have, from time to time, I've come back around and talked about what Andrew Breitbart was doing before he passed away with regard to exposing this subject matter. I mean, there were the things that were happening. There are echoes of now, you know, James O'Keefe getting in touch with Andrew Breitbart and exposing Acorn. I think that a lot of the contact tracing stuff that's going on amounts to the same kinds of activities that Acorn was notorious for. But Andrew Breitbart was shining a bright and clear light, very focused light, on cultural Marxism and the forces and his own personal experience, you know, at Tulane University, and realizing really only after the fact that this is what was happening. And then after he graduated and really kind of understood what was going on, he circled back around and started reading all of that literature that he was forced to read with a new eye and a new perspective. But Herbert Marcuse and repressive tolerance, from this article is actually, you know, again, Cultural Marxism's Origins, How the Disciples of an Obscure Italian Linguist Subverted America. And the section on Marcuse and repressive tolerance mentions, I mean, just from the section, the entire section reads, another important figure in the development of cultural Marxism is Herbert Marcuse. He is often referred to as the father of the new left. It is potentially worth noting that he worked for the Office of Strategic Services, which became the CIA, which is a forerunner of the CIA, the article reads. And, you know, that was the subject of yesterday's National Intel Report, a significant portion of it, right? The article, explosive update, CIA whistleblower exposes Biden's alleged role with the deaths of SEAL team, claims to have documented proof. So, continuing from this article by Sam Jacobs, Marcuse worked for the OSS, precursor to the CIA, the ashes out of which the CIA phoenix was raised. Like Lukacs, Marcuse had direct experience in revolutionary movements in post-war Europe. And, you know, I've mentioned also, I mean, like I talked about on today's Road Warrior radio broadcast, the fact that, I mean, you go back and listen to Norman Dodd's interview with J. Edward Griffin back in 1982, talking about how newly minted Ford Foundation president Rowan Gaither, Horace Rowan Gaither Jr., told, you know, really sort of shined a light on exactly what the foundations were doing. And Norman Dodd goes into great detail, but he said, we who basically operate at the foundation leadership level have experience in the OSS or similar organizations. which is an interesting thing. You find out how much of this, you know, how much this Hydra really touched. You know, people say octopus. I think maybe the Hydra in comic book fashion is more the concept. We should play that. Was it Captain America Winter Soldier clip? Anyway, the only problem with that is that it sort of marginalizes the concept and puts people to sleep. And you come away with a sort of schizoaffective disorder where you can't really distinguish between reality and fantasy. Anyway, the article continues, like Lukacs, Marcuse had direct experience in revolutionary movements in post-war Europe. He was a participant in the Spartacist uprising in Germany, which was an abortive attempt at forming a Soviet-style government in that country. Curiously, some of his work in the late 1920s and early 1930s was a collaboration with Martin Heidegger, who later became sort of an unofficial philosopher of the Nazi regime in Germany. A number of radicals have cited Marcuse as a major influence, including Angela Davis, Abby Hoffman, and Rudy Dutschke, who coined the phrase, credited with coining the phrase, the Long March to the Institutions, a nod to a Maoist concept. Continuing, Marcuse's most important contribution as far as we are concerned is the notion of repressive tolerance, quote-unquote. In his A Critique of Pure Tolerance, Marcuse argues for something that will be familiar to readers of this website, and I would say to RBN listeners as well. Tolerance, and this is an excerpt, a quote, tolerance should only be applied to left-wing groups and ideas, while right-wing groups and ideas should be mercilessly suppressed. Specifically, he advocated for, quote, withdrawal of toleration of speech and assembly for groups and movements that promote aggressive policies, armament, chauvinism, discrimination on the grounds of race and religion, or that oppose the extension of public services, Social Security, Medicare, etc. Marcuse is perhaps the most influential of the Frankfurt School thinkers in the United States. Anytime you hear a leftist explain why tolerance actually means tolerance, or excuse me, anytime you hear a leftist explain why tolerance actually means intolerance, they are channeling Marcuse. So, maybe from there, a brief stop over at the Wikipedia entry for the Long March Through the Institutions, because I think there's a, if memory serves, there's an interesting little bit in there that I believe. Yeah. So you go to the Wikipedia entry for the Long March Through the Institutions, and it reads, this is a slogan coined by communist student activist Rudy Dutschke around 1967 to describe his strategy for establishing the conditions for revolution, subverting society by infiltrating institutions such as the professions. The phrase Long March is a reference to the prolonged struggle of the Chinese communists, which included a physical long march of their army across China. The main influence on Dutschke's thinking is commonly thought to be the work of Italian communist Antonio Gramsci, who, while imprisoned by Mussolini, wrote about cultural hegemony, which is another interesting subject if you really take a good look at what's going on around us, cultural hegemony and cultural assimilation. It really comes down to this. That's what it is. You know, it's a soft power, kind of indirect, subversive way to cow everyone in the general populace by, you know, construing you as a racist, homophobic, bigoted, whatever. And it's directed in one direction from one direction. But it uses the technique of indirection, if you will, and it doesn't confront anybody directly on the issues. Usually it's if you don't espouse these views, then you are met with ad hominem attack. or, you know, attack of the person instead of the argument. So continuing, main influence of, on Dutschke's thinking is commonly thought to be the work of Italian communist Antonio Gramsci, who, while imprisoned by Mussolini, wrote about cultural hegemony and the need for a war of position, quote-unquote, to establish the conditions for a revolutionary war of maneuver, quote-unquote. De Groot also identifies Ernst Bloch as a major influence. Bloch met Dutschke at Bad Bowl in 1968 and admired his integrity and determination, qualities that he had written about in The Principle of Hope as being essential for the achievement of utopia. And it's funny how, you know, we always need to define terms with these kinds of people, because maybe we'll play the clip of John Stossel interviewing Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson versus Social Justice Warriors, I think is what it was titled back in 2018. So that's what it was, Reason TV, and the description reads, many leftists hate Jordan Peterson, a Canadian psychologist and professor at University of Toronto. And it's kind of, you know, I think that's not all that we're led to believe it is either, but the way that Jordan Peterson put it, play the clip, but he said, you know, people say, you know, it was tried, but, you know, the consequences were the same. And he said, I've heard many times, you know, that wasn't real communism, or, you know, it wasn't tried properly, or it wasn't tried the right way. Same with socialism. People don't understand the planners. And he said, you know what that means when people say that? He said, that means if I would have been the benevolent dictator in the place of Stalin, then I would have brought in the utopia. And he said, there isn't a more narcissistic and toxic and inexcusable statement than that you can possibly make. And I completely agree. You know, he's done a great job. I have to give him credit for bringing us back to reality and trying to get us to confront the reality that it could be any one of us. We could be on either side of the line, all of us. And the danger now in America is that everyone really has become radicalized. You know, when you look at these groups, like the story that I'm going to mention, you know, the CNN story, sheriff spoke in defense of accused domestic terrorists. Everyone is becoming radicalized. And, you know, the powers that shouldn't be talk about self-radicalization. FBI and other groups do studies on it. And it's interesting how you're supposed to, in this scheme, you know, be brought along to a point where you come to the notion that it was your idea, even though it never was. You wouldn't have come to these beliefs and these hostilities on your own without a significant amount of influence. And so it's interesting, you know, considering what Jordan Peterson has said about how we, you know, it could be any one of us. It's the same thing that's been written over and over. The way that Solzhenitsyn quantified it in the Gulag Archipelago, the, you know, reductivist statement was basically, the way Solzhenitsyn put it, the line between good and evil cuts through the heart of every man, and who is willing to cut out a piece of his own heart. So it can be any one of us at any time. And there are lots of books, you know, Jordan Peterson has spoken and written about some of those books. I think he says that Christopher Browning's Ordinary Men is one of the books everyone should read about this kind of stuff. And I kind of like Daniel Jonah Goldhagen's stuff these days, as far as this is concerned. Anyway, we'll get back to that when we come back. Stick around right after this break. Extend your life with Extendover.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. And the voice of a guest host, your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. I think we'll play that real quick. The clip, Jordan Peterson, the title of the YouTube clip, Stossel, Jordan Peterson versus Social Justice Warriors. And here is the operative excerpt.
All you have to do is go to the websites of these disciplines and look at how they advertise.
Social justice is different from justice. Social justice generally means justice for groups of people. It assumes every group, men, women, blacks, whites, should have the same income, job preference, everything. Peterson says this is an idea that comes from Marxist professors.
It's a little discredited now to say I'm a Marxist.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Except I think it's 1 in 5 social scientists identify as Marxist. So yeah, it's a little discredited, but it's nowhere near discredited enough. It should be as discreditable to say that you're a Marxist as it is to say that you're a Nazi.
It is. On campus, socialism is cherished, says Peterson, although it's murderous.
We've got 100 million corpses stacked up to demonstrate.
Murderous then, but they say those... Stalin is a bad individual. Doesn't mean...
Yeah, so was Mao, so was Pol Pot. The thing is it was tried everywhere, and the end consequence was always the same. I've heard this all many, many times. That wasn't real communism. You know what that means? That means that if I would have been the benevolent dictator in the place of Stalin, then I would have brought in the utopia. There isn't a more narcissistic and toxic and inexcusable statement that you can possibly make.
We actually value the individual.
Peterson offers an alternative in videos that suddenly are being viewed by millions.
The individual has intrinsic value.
Peterson calls for the opposite of Marxism, individual sovereignty.
The free market principles, the idea of individual sovereignty above all else, has distributed itself across the world quite effectively, and everyone is doing better here than anybody has ever done on the face of the planet throughout recorded history, and the whole West is like that. And to call that all a tyrannical patriarchy is indicative of a very deep resentment and a historical ignorance that's so profound that it's indistinguishable from willful blindness.
Peterson says the best thing people can do to fight back against that blindness is to speak the truth, even when it's unpopular. Peterson follows his own advice. He says unpopular truths, and people like that. Almost a million have bought his book.
Yeah, so there you go. There have been a lot of conversations had recently. I was having a conversation with a friend last night. We were talking about what was going on, you know, 12 years ago, 13 years ago with the Ron Paul campaign in particular. And, you know, this, well, I won't get into the kind of marked delineations we might have seen with the Ron Paul presidency as compared to even what we see now. But and we talked about how the concept of, you know, truth is treason in an empire of lies was something that we were talking about back then. But now it feels like, you know, this is the moment where history is history repeating itself. People say COVID 1984. I say COVID 1939 because COVID 1984 is a somewhat fictional account. But 1939 actually happened. So, seems to me that we're repeating history, and it was a setup, you know. No matter, I mean, the more you dig into it, as long as you're not reading the history that was written by the victors, you know, if you're not reading establishment revisionist historians, then, you know, if you're reading that, you could fill libraries full of books that are useless other than to keep you locked in a mind prison. But if you're not reading establishment historians, maybe, you know, only to get sort of a perspective and to see some of the, you know, the landmines and the booby traps they've tried to lay for people. If you're not, though, if you're reading people who are trying to bring a more unvarnished account of history and not with some means or motive behind it, I mentioned Kissinger's thesis in yesterday's broadcast, and also, you know, speaking of Samuel P. Huntington and the Clash of Civilizations, Fukuyama's The End of History and the Last Man, and him talking about, you know, how he followed the philosophies and ideologies of Marx and Hegel, who define human history as a linear progression from one socioeconomic epoch to another. So, you know, these guys want to engineer those kinds of things. As long as you're not trying to do that or reading what James Lowen referred to as melodrama in history and Lies My Teacher Told Me, then you're going to find out that it was a setup, you know? Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of the National Intel Report today, this Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. I am your guest host again, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller, the regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And so, you know, as they say, those who tell the stories rule society. In his Republic, Plato wrote, "It will be for the rulers of our city, then, if anyone, to use falsehood in dealing with citizen or enemy for the good of the state. No one else must do so." In his most recent interview with Joe Rogan, Edward Snowden talked about how crazy and curious it is. And, you know, other people have talked about it, but it's interesting how the state has to have a monopoly on propaganda, and no normal group of people would rush off into a war, but through this propaganda, you know, you can do things that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do. And so strange things are happening, you know. So, you know, whether you go back to I think it was G. Edward Griffin who really exposed the story of Ivy Lee being interviewed by Congress about being sent by the Standard Oil / IG Farben contingent to interview Hitler and Friends before they were Hitler and Friends to see if they had the moxie and they, you know, were up to muster to run the Nazi regime. And when Ivy Lee testified before Congress about that, he didn't live much longer after his testimony. So that was interesting. So whether it's that or, you know, I mentioned Anthony Sutton's work during today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You can go to Anthony Sutton's bibliography, even on Wikipedia, and a lot of the things that he wrote, you can grab in PDF copy or format. They're even from Wikipedia. You know, folks that don't know, he wrote, he was outraged. He used to give talks and he was outraged about the fact, speaking of military and sending people off to fight, you know, he wrote a 3-volume series, Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development, while he was a Hoover Institution fellow at Stanford. And basically documented the history, the historical factual record that there would have been no Cold War were it not for the international industrialists that were stealing technology and secrets from here and shipping them over to the Soviet Union so that we could create this parity. He proved it. And he was upset about the fact that we were recruiting, you know, our bravest young men at the time and sending them off essentially to be shot with our own weapons, killed with our own weapons. How outrageous and egregious. And, you know, so whether it's that or you fast forward to what was the conflict armament research, you know, if you look up the stories that were run a few years ago about that, ISIS weapons arsenal included some stamped property of the United States government. That was a big story that rattled around for a while a few years ago. And it's always the same. It's the Gladio leave behind contingent. We have to have weapons caches. Or, you know, whether it's that or whether it's it emerges in various kind of iterations and incarnations from time to time, or whether it's Cheryl Atkinson blowing the whistle on the gun walking scandal, grenade walking, whatever you want to call it. It's just another Gladio styled iteration. The leave behinds with leave behind caches everywhere. Or, you know, if it's the Paris shootings, I think that, what was that, 2015? Or the guns traced back to Century International Arms, CIA, down in Florida. Two of those kids in the family went to, the Sukumel kids, I think, went to Parkland. You know, or you might be a Parkland father who, you know, father of a Parkland student, and you're crusading, and the next thing you know, you shot yourself. And for no apparent reason. Or, you know, you might be a sheep dip patsy like Timothy McVeigh, or in the most recent episode, maybe you are an Eric Mark Matthew Allport or something like that, which is sure to enrage a large cross-section of folks who, you know, are familiar with Ruby, or, you know, remotely, probably not intimately familiar with, but, you know, Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City, and, you know, probably Harry Nichols, Ted Kaczynski. But I think if people went and read Kaczynski's manifesto, and they really kind of thought about it for a minute, they'd maybe I feel differently about some of these things. Anyway, whatever it is, it's usually some kind of Gladio sort of operation. It's here on this side, you know, it's Gladio ABC XYZ remember when Sibel Edmonds told us about that. I was reading these transcripts of these conversations, and they're shuttling these people out of the country, these suspects, actually. And it was a Gladio-styled operation. And so, you know, stuff is always managed. You find that there are elements that are on the periphery managing this stuff in kind of lie-hop, high-hop, my-hop fashion, soft-power fashion. You know, let it happen on purpose, help it happen on purpose, or if you have to, make it happen on purpose. And it's fascinating when you start to see who's watching things. You know, there's this piece, I need to get back to this other stuff, but I mentioned the CNN article today. A listener, this article I mentioned early on, I'll get back to. Sheriff spoke in defense of accused domestic terrorist. Listener sent me this from geopolitics.co. published today, Kidnapping Dissent, the Whitmer Plot, and the End of Freedom. And so, you know, you have this excerpt, stoked for decades by an extremist capitalist oligarchy, which has slowly and methodically disabled the levers of democracy to achieve its interests, the latent racial tensions that haunt America's collective psyche are being exploited in ways never before possible. With the advent of online disinformation mashups like QAnon, Antifa, BLM, and others along the spectrum of modern-day social media constructs. And it just goes on and on. It's very, you know, it's melodramatic. You know, again, James Lowen said it best in Chapter 6 of Lies My Teacher Told Me. But I was commenting on this with the friend I was talking to about what was going on 12, 13 years ago, when we were both working in the Ron Paul sort of contingent. And I mentioned, you know, I said, it's interesting. If you go over to, well, first of all, do folks remember Attorney General Loretta Lynch's announcement of the Strong Cities Network? Attorney General Loretta Lynch announces the launch of Strong Cities Network at the United Nations General Assembly back on September 29, 2015. Remember that? And she talked about, she said, at this time, I would like to turn things over to Sasha Havlicek, the Chief Executive Officer of the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. And the way I think of Sasha Havlicek is, if Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski had a child, it would be Sasha Havlicek. So what does that have to do with anything? So in that announcement, Attorney General Loretta Lynch mentioned that the Institute for Strategic Dialogue would be the leading organization. And the Institute for Strategic the Strong Cities Network has not gone away. It's interesting that people aren't more concerned in talking about that, but the Institute for Strategic Dialogue was tapped for leadership, or, you know, it was more like tail wagging dog. But if you go to the Wikipedia entry for George Weidenfeld, Baron Weidenfeld, who is a Rothschild cutout, you see, you know, he passed away not too long ago. 2016, 96 years old. He was Weidenfeld served for a year as the political advisor and chief of cabinet to Chaim Weizmann, the first president of Israel, et cetera, et cetera. There's some other fun facts, but you get to the section that says the Wikipedia entry used to have the Rothschild connections. And they had that on the ISD, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue website. But then people started poking around and talking about that. We talked about it a few times, and then it sort of all kind of evaporated into the ethos. Anyway, you can still find this. In 1993, the American company Grove Nicholson merged with the Atlantic Monthly Press to form Grove Atlantic, Inc. In 2005, he arranged the publication of Memory and Identity by John Paul II. Weidenfeld was also joint chairman of the advisory board of the Blavatnik School of Government in Oxford, advisor to the board of Axel Springer AG, Berlin, and a columnist for the Berlin News newspapers Die Welt, Welt am Sonntag, and Bild Zeitung. In January 2006, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, founded as the Club of Three in the 1990s, was established with Weidenfeld as its leadership program in Oxford, and in 2010 founded the Humanitas program of visiting chairs at Oxford and Cambridge. So Club of Three was established in the 1990s, and this was literally three guys. I would say these guys were kind of, you know, barely, they were the ones who were peeking their heads out on this side of the wizard's curtain. And it was three guys in the 1990s, including Weidenfeld, all of them. I think one of them was a Rothschild, if I remember correctly. And that became the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, which is leading the fight, you know, combating violent extremism. Remember that throughout the Obama administration? Or do you mean combating, or do you mean creating and managing violent extremism? I'm not sure which, because it seems like every time, you know, the Institute for Peace or, you know, whatever these groups, I mean, it reminds me of all of the other sophistry that goes on. But, you know, going back to the origins, the think tanks and foundations, you know, like Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, for Pete's sake, they started their first year, as Norman Dodd revealed to Griffin, the first year they spent trying to figure out if there was a better way to change life in America than war. And then the second year they spent trying to steer America into a state of perpetual war, according to Norman Dodd. And that was as a result of Catherine Casey reviewing their meeting minutes. So right from their own meeting minutes, that's what they were doing. So disingenuous. Anyway, combating violent extremism, are they creating it? I mean, are we worse off? Are we better off since we have these groups and we have COINTELPRO spying on everyone, et cetera, et cetera? And, you know, shooting people in very strange fashion at Texas Roadhouse family restaurants and things. It's, you know, one wonders. So, but getting back to the point, you know, tying these things together, back to that article, you know, so you have this, all of these latent racial tensions from this article. It says that haunt America's collective psyche and are being exploited in ways never before possible with the advent of online disinformation mashups like QAnon, Antifa, BLM. Speaking of QAnon, Antifa, BLM, and the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, what's the point? What's the point? If you go to isdglobal.org right now, on a desktop, I'm looking at a desktop, you will see right below the little slider at the top of the page, the slider. What's in the slider? Let's see. Power Cutting Edge Research, Powering Cutting Edge Research and Insights. That's the first slide. Second slide is Powering Education and Resilience. These are all very artful and spontaneously ambiguous slogans. Bernays would be proud. Third slide, Powering Grassroots Networks Against Hate and Extremism. What does that even mean? Four, Powering Innovative Technology and Communications. That's interesting. And last but not least, Powering Effective Policymaking. Ah, so that's where it all leads to, right? George Soros would be proud. Anyway, right below that, you have the section titled Latest Publications. And you can see four of them. And the first that you see today is titled QAnon and Conspiracy Beliefs. Oh, that's interesting. On the little link down below, see all latest publications. And there are a few of these that you kind of go, well, that's interesting, isn't it? QAnon and conspiracy beliefs, public figures and public rage, candidate abuse on social media. How about this one? Hosting the Holo Hoax, a snapshot of Holocaust denial across social media. Or this one, developing a civil society response to online manipulation. The 101 of disinformation detection. The genesis of a conspiracy theory. Key trends in QAnon activity since 2017. Information manipulations around COVID-19. There's all kinds of this stuff. These guys are fascinated with this stuff. Why? Why are they so fascinated? Why are they monitoring so closely what everyone's saying? Could they be trying to foment conflict? Just a question. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of the National Intel Report. Speaking of shadowy James Bond figures, Adnan Khashoggi. And speaking of George Weidenfeld, on Adnan Khashoggi's Wikipedia page today still, you can find this under the section titled Media. In 1991, Khashoggi made an extended appearance on the British television program After Dark, alongside, among others, former Prime Minister Edward Heath and Lord Weidenfeld. Dun, dun, dun. I'm sure it means nothing. Also continues, Khashoggi also appeared in Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous in 1985 with host Robin Leach, which showcased Khashoggi's extravagant lifestyle. And how was that lifestyle funded exactly? Did Robin Leach get into that in depth? Yeah. And finally, last couple of sentences. During his peak, Khashoggi was a well-known figure who frequently appeared in the press and media. He also appeared in various television shows, newspapers, and notable magazine covers such as Time Magazine and The Washington Post. So how does a known terrorist, or at least, an arms trafficker, why is he a media darling? Isn't that strange? Featured all over the place. ABCIA, Time Magazine, Henry Luce, host of Henry Luce, Skull and Bones, Washington Post. Now, what, a CIA construct? No, anyway, whatever. It's speculation, all speculation on my part. But, just to sort of tie this up real quick, that's just sort of anecdotal. To get back, those who tell the stories rule society. Chris, you're saying, that Institute for Strategic Dialogue might be fomenting conflict and violence instead of trying to combat it. Well, maybe that's going a bit far, but at a minimum, they're trying to tell a particular story. At a minimum, they're trying to present a particular narrative. Why? Well, again, slide number 5 at the top of the website on their slider, policy and advisory, consulting and convening policymakers around the world to tackle extremism. They're awfully interested in the subject. And it goes back to a thing that Larkin, Texas, and I have talked about from time to time, what I call two sides of the same coin. It's R2P, or actually first it's P2OG, the Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, which is going around poking the world in the nose, making sure that you got all kinds of sleeper cells and little, bots and useful idiots and plenty of weapons caches whenever need be for a school shooting or some stupid thing. And the other side of the coin is R2P doctrine of responsibility to protect, or even the responsibility to prevent. Oh, that's the operative communitarian doctrine. We have to protect and prevent everyone, which is why we have to, hog tie everyone in bubble wrap and helmets, because, otherwise they might be in danger. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.